There are few neighborhoods in Miami better known or with more history than Little Havana. It was once primarily a Jewish neighborhood, but by the early 60s, it became home to the city's growing Cuban exile community. Community activists and preservationists now say Little Havana is endangered. NPR's Greg Allen reports that developers have targeted the area, and the city is considering zoning changes.
This is the Little Havana tourist scene. A Street, Kyosho, with Cuban-American cafes, cigar stores, and nonstop domino games. But people also live here. Resident Corinna Mabia says developers have targeted her neighborhood and are buying up properties.
Tons. These two buildings were bought. This was bought. It's been, you know, nicely redone, but I just want to point out this gate.
It's being redone as a bed and breakfast. There's a large metal gate with a lock, aimed, Mabia says, at keeping the neighborhood out. Little Havana is a walkable neighborhood with bungalows along with two- and three-story apartment buildings. It's a place where people talk to their neighbors on stoops and from their balconies. And it has something else going for it, its location. Mabia says it's just a short bike or bus ride to downtown.
Developers saw that and they said, oh, maybe this is a place, and look, it is really close to downtown, and maybe this can be the next frontier, and so...
Over the last decade, high-rise condominiums have transformed downtown from a sleepy business district into a vibrant residential neighborhood. Now city planners are looking to redevelop Little Havana just to the west. Officials are proposing zoning changes that would allow taller buildings with more apartments and people in the residential neighborhood. Many residents are wary.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
As we walk through her neighborhood, Mabius runs into a former neighbor. Marcos Ruiz recently moved out of his apartment after it was sold with plans for it to be redeveloped. A lot of properties, he says, are changing hands.
They
want to put more buildings.
Now Ruiz says developers want to go up with multi-story apartments and condos. Miami's planning director, Francisco Garcia, says change is coming to Little Havana, but not the high-rise condominiums many fear.
The skyscrapers are not coming, so no one need panic in that regard.
The new rules cap building heights at 5 stories rather than 3, the current limit. Little Havana is charming, a neighborhood with a lot of character. But Garcia says the fact is many of the properties there have been neglected and are run down.
The area has deteriorated significantly over the last few decades, and that it is in need of refurbishment or revitalization. So we want to intervene. We want to intervene cleverly, intelligently, with a plan to make things better.
Residents concerned about Little Havana's future recently got a boost from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. The group put the neighborhood on its list of America's 11 most endangered historic places, citing the proposed zoning changes and the lack of legal protection for scattered historic buildings. Miami recently created a small 3-block historic district in Little Havana and says it will consider protecting other noteworthy buildings on a case-by-case basis. School teacher and neighborhood activist Marta Zayas worries, though, that Little Havana's historic charm may be lost.
Right now, with the plans that are being pushed, you're going to end up with a modern box building next to a 1920s bungalow.
At a Cuban restaurant in Little Havana, investor and broker Carlos Fausto Miranda says the last thing he or other developers want to do is to change the place.
There is so much which is beautiful and powerful and magical about this neighborhood. It is a neighborhood that is capable of seducing you, but it needs help.
In recent years, Little Havana has become one of Miami's top tourist attractions, with tour buses and groups of visitors a common sight. As gentrification comes to the area, many wonder how long the authentic character of the neighborhood will survive. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.